And just in case you've just joined us, thus far, Walter Mondale has 3 electoral votes representing the District of Columbia, and President Reagan has some 23 states in his pocket. Let's go to CBS.
CBS News. This is Charles Osgood at CBS News Election Night headquarters in New York. President Reagan, with 11% of the precincts reporting, has a 6,500,000 vote lead over Walter Mondale. He has 4,146 votes. The Reagan percentage lead is 61% to 39% for Walter Mondale. Polls have now closed in the states of Arizona, Colorado, Louisiana, Minnesota, Nebraska, New Mexico, New York, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. And you can put some more states down in the Reagan column. According to our CBS News estimates and based on our CBS News exit polling, the president has also won the states of Arizona, Colorado, Louisiana, Nebraska, New Mexico, and South Dakota. Among other things, with that win in Louisiana, it means that the president has made a clean sweep of the South. And you can add up his probable electoral total now to get 349 votes in the states that have checked in so far. That's 349 for the president and 3 votes for Walter Mondale. As far as the Senate and governor's races are concerned, there is one turnover that we can report so far. Senator Baker's seat will be taken by a Democrat. Albert Gore will be the senator. And apparently in North Carolina, James Martin is going to be the governor over, and not the Democrat Rufus Edmondson.
Of South Dakota, the polls have been closed now for approximately 7 minutes. And at this point, based on exit polls, we are able to say that the Republican incumbent Senate candidates have been reelected in both of those states. First in Minnesota, Republican Rudy Boschwitz, the plywood millionaire, has been reelected, defeating Democrat Joan Grow. And in South Dakota, incumbent Larry Pressler has won a second term in the Senate, defeating Democrat George Cunningham. Frank Settapani, CBS News, New York.
Election Night 84. This is Reed Collins in our CBS News election headquarters in New York, where the signal event of the day perhaps began, as Lynn Nofsinger told us some time ago, 4 years ago. Whatever, it's an echo that has resounded through the country tonight. It is a big win, a landslide, a tidal wave, whatever you will, for Ronald Reagan, who we estimate now has 349 electoral votes to 3 electoral votes assured for Walter Mondale, those 3 coming from the District of Columbia. Let's go out west now and get some of the first definitive results coming from the other end of the country, and Christopher Glenn in the west.
Reed, we do have some polls closed now, and we are showing by our exit polling a win for Senator Pete Domenici in New Mexico, the Republican who is seeking his third term. He was up against State Representative Judith Pratt, the Democrat, and we have Senator Domenici live on the line with us now. Senator Domenici, how is that news received in your headquarters tonight?
Well, we've been running what I think is the best campaign in this state's history, and the polls have showed that we were going to win, but it seems like we might get the biggest victory in the history of the state in terms of the Senate race, and I didn't think that could ever be done. We're still 2-1 Democrat, but it's been kind of overwhelming. I think it's obvious I will win. There's a real possibility that I will get the biggest victory ever, something over 65% in a 2-1 state.
Now, naturally, New Mexico, with the largest proportion of minority residents of any state in the nation, has long been a target for the Democrats. What happened? Was it in your own personal popularity?
Well, I really don't know. I've never had anything like this election. It's just been overwhelming from my standpoint. The president, obviously, has been running well, slightly behind me, but nonetheless well. And we've just decided, since we were the only state in the union to lose a sitting senator last time, we weren't going to let that happen. We prepared for it, worked hard. We've had the most incredible effort in the history of the state in terms of volunteers and active people, and it's going to pay off. We're going to get the highest voter turnout, and that's good for us this time for a change.
Okay, thank you so very much for speaking with us. That's Senator Pete Domenici of New Mexico, and our exit polls are showing that he is going to be a big winner for a third term in New Mexico tonight. Reed?
And, Chris, if he does get his 65%, he'll get about 4% more than the national winner, Ronald Reagan, who at this moment is chugging along with 61% of the precincts reporting to 39% for Walter Mondale. Let's go eastward now. There are still many polls that have just closed, and there are still many results that are not known here in the populous east, Bill Lynch.
Well, Vermont is still hanging fire, Reed, in both the presidential and gubernatorial contests. We're just going to have to wait and see on that, but we have recently estimated that in the state of Delaware, Michael Castle, the lieutenant governor, is the winner over Democrat, retired Supreme Court Justice William Quillen, that by about a 54 to 46 margin. And looking now at the state of New York, we indicate, according to our CBS News estimate, that the Reagan-Bush ticket is leading for the Empire State's 36 electoral votes. So it's what is shaping up now as a clean sweep of the East for the Reagan-Bush ticket over Mondale-Ferraro.
It would seem that party registration doesn't mean very much, even in the South, Jackie Jott, does it?
Probably not, Reed. Anyway, in Florida, one of Florida's districts, the 10th district, we've been following that congressional race. Andy Ireland is a four-term congressman. Up until a few months ago, he always was a Democrat. Now he's a Republican. He still managed to win by a more than 2-1 margin. Turning to the Senate race in North Carolina, we still have a very close one between Governor Hunt and Senator Helms, the incumbent, with 12% of the precincts reporting. Senator Helms is leading, but earlier it showed no trend, and it keeps going back and forth that way. In Kentucky, we still have a toss-up race between Walter Huddleston and Mitch McConnell, Huddleston the incumbent. Reed?
And we'll have more from Election Night 84 after this word. Let's get a quick look, if we can, at the Midwest and Judy Muller.
Reed, good news for a couple of Republican incumbents to the Senate in Minnesota. Rudy Boschwich, CBS News exit polls estimate he's the winner there. And in South Dakota, it looks like Larry Pressler is going to go back to the Senate for South Dakota. In Michigan, Democratic incumbent Carl Levin, it looks like he will return to the Senate there.
And the Democrat Carl Levin apparently has grounded Jack Lausma, the astronaut who was bidding to take his seat from him. This is the latest that we get, however. It's a Reagan landslide nationally. That is the latest from election headquarters here in New York.
Election Night 84. I'm Charles Osgood at our CBS News Election Night headquarters, and it will be four more years of the presidency of Ronald Reagan. He now has 363 electoral votes, with 14 states still undecided, and former Vice President Mondale has but three. Those are the District of Columbia. Another state has fallen kerplop into the lap of Ronald Reagan. Based on a CBS News exit poll, Ronald Reagan has won Vermont. This was about the only state in doubt in a long list of states in the East. The president has swept the South. He now has 60% of the tabulated vote cast, 10,276,000 votes. Walter Mondale has 40%, 6,787,000. We'll be back right after this.
And now we go to Dick Chapman at the Boschwich headquarters at the Leamington in Minneapolis.
Senator Rudy Boschwich just arrived in the IR headquarters here in the Leamington Hotel. It's kind of a surprise visit, Senator. We didn't expect to see you until after about 10 o'clock.
Oh, no. I like to come down and talk to my supporters, the people who made the victory possible. And last time I never even went upstairs. Just tonight we had a little dinner for a whole bunch of folks, and so I was upstairs. Otherwise, I like to be down here on the floor.
Election Night 84. I'm Reed Collins at our CBS News election headquarters in New York, where we were about to say the story of the day began to unfold very early, and it's become even larger as the night wears on. Ronald Reagan, it's estimated, now has 399 electoral votes. He has swept every state that's been counted. He keeps sweeping those from which polls people emerge and tell you for whom they voted, too. So from the counted vote to the uncounted vote, it would seem that Ronald Reagan has swept to a victory that may be of even larger proportion than any we have had. The 60-40 percentile also continues, the Reagan-Bush team getting 60% of the votes to the 40% for Walter Mondale among the 21% of the precincts that have been reported so far. Let's get an idea of how this bodes for the Senate and the House and the general makeup of Capitol Hill. And let's do that after we go to the East. And Bill Lynch, do you have some news there?
Late story in the East. This from Charleston, West Virginia. CBS News now estimates that Jay Rockefeller has at last won election to the United States Senate, taking the seat occupied for so many years by Jennings Randolph. He defeated John Racy, the Republican conservative there. We estimate that when the votes are counted, Rockefeller will have won by about 8%.
Well, I guess we can forgive Mr. Rockefeller for interrupting. What we were going to say is the makeup of the place to which he now is going, that is the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives. Our colleague Neil Strausser is at the Washington desk looking over some of the what bodes for the Capitol Hill makeup as the Congress reconvenes. Neil, can you see a trend? Can you see what's going to happen? Will it be much different from what it's been?
Reed, it looks like it's not going to be a whole lot different from what it's been. Despite the smashing victory by Ronald Reagan, it doesn't look like the coattails were too long. All the Democratic incumbents except one in the Senate, that's Walter Huddleston of Kentucky, have won re-election. The Democrats have picked up the Tennessee seat as expected. We still don't know about Iowa, where the Democrats hope to pick up. It's quite possible there's just about one Democratic seat pickup in the Senate at this point, not winning back the majority in the Senate, and just about what was figured. Maybe they had thought two, perhaps just one at this point. In the House, we can't see a whole lot of evidence that the Republicans are going to pick back up that ideological majority they kept talking about. That would take about a 26-seat pickup. Right now, of course, the Democrats have a 99-seat majority in the House. Nobody expected the Republicans to take a majority of the House, but they thought if they could pick up about 26 Republican seats, those along with the conservative Democrats would give them back the kind of majority that pushed through the Reagan program in 1981. Right now, it looks like, perhaps a 10-seat pickup, according to some of the checkpoints that some of the experts gave us, judging from the few seats yet decided. It looks like maybe a 10-seat pickup, perhaps not the 25 or 26 the Republicans would have liked to have had.
Is there any way, Neil, to tell the qualitative analysis of those 10? What I'm getting at is the return to the 81 boll weevil conservative sort of flop that you had there that enabled the president to push his program fiscally through.
It's much too early to say. Obviously, the 10 would be more conservative, and on some questions like MX in the House, even a 10-seat pickup for the Republicans might reverse the issue. But on many of the other questions, I don't think there'd be much difference.
Thank you. And we'll be getting back to Neil Strausser, who's keeping track of where we're going with the House. And we're going right now for this message. And in election headquarters in New York, let's go this night of the 84 results southward again. And Jackie Judd.
Reed, CBS News estimates that Senator Jesse Helms, the staunch Republican, has won re-election, defeating the Democrat Jim Hunt. The battle down there became one of the new right, of which Helms is a high priest, and the new Southern Democrats, of which Jim Hunt is a leader. That's how it played nationally. Statewide, though, the big issues were Helms' valued chairmanship of the Agriculture Committee in that tobacco-growing state, and Social Security. Once again, Helms winning the Senate race in North Carolina, now to Judy Mueller in the Midwest.
Yes, CBS News estimates that four incumbents to the Senate have won in the Midwest: Kassebaum of Kansas, Levin of Michigan, Pressler of South Dakota, Boschwitz of Minnesota. The Illinois Senate race still too close to call. And we have three big-name Democrats winning in congressional races: Dan Rostenkowski of Illinois, John Dingell of Michigan, and Richard Gephardt of Missouri. Reed?
And nationwide, it remains the Reagan sweep. 60% of the votes that have been counted are his, to 40% to Walter Mondale's. And that translates to 399 electoral votes, the latest from our election headquarters here in New York.
CBS News, this is Charles Osgood at CBS News Election Night headquarters in New York. Some more states have closed their polls, and President Reagan keeps piling it on. He has won the states of Idaho, Montana, Nevada, and Utah, according to our exit polls, and now has 416 electoral votes. Just think of it. Although the president has a lead of 59% to 41% in terms of the votes tabulated, in terms of those electoral votes, Walter Mondale only has 1% of the electoral votes, less than 1% of what Reagan does. Reagan with his 416, and Walter Mondale has the 3 electoral votes from the District of Columbia. Let's go to the South Desk and check in with Jackie Judd.
Charlie, the big race that we've been watching all night is the Senate race down in North Carolina. CBS News now estimates that Senator Jesse Helms, the conservative Republican from that state, has been reelected to a third term, defeating the popular governor of that state, Governor Jim Hunt. In the State House in North Carolina, the Democrats have lost the State House to Congressman Jim Martin, a Republican. He had been running against the Attorney General of North Carolina, Rufus Edmonston. Charlie?
And to the east with Bill Lynch.
An indication of Walter Mondale's problem shows up in the state of Maryland, where we still detect no clear trend in the presidential race, but a couple of clues. In our analysis of selected areas, Walter Mondale is doing far worse than Jimmy Carter in the city of Baltimore, in the Baltimore suburbs, and only slightly better than the President Carter did in the suburban Washington area. Ronald Reagan did far better in all areas where he ran strong in 1980.
We'll hear about the voting in the Midwest and the Far West after this message. And as promised to the Midwest, Judy Muller.
In Iowa, Charlie, the Republicans have lost a Senate seat. According to CBS exit polls, Roger Jepson, the Republican incumbent, will lose to U.S. Representative Thomas Harkin. That is a big loss for the Republicans. Jepson may have done this to himself. He was accused of several things. He used congressional immunity last year to beat a traffic ticket, and he said he was a member of a health club, which turned out to be a house of ill repute. Charlie?
To the West, very quickly, Chris Glenn. Yeah.
Here comes the West, Charles, for the presidency for Ronald Reagan, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Colorado, Idaho, Utah, based on our CBS News exit polls. Safe Republicans states for senators Armstrong in Colorado, McClure in Idaho, and Domenici in New Mexico. Charles?
More news with Carol Pozefsky after this.
NASA says the weather is favorable for the launch tomorrow morning of the Space Shuttle Discovery, its mission to put two communication satellites into space and retrieve two others for repairs on Earth. The space agency is prepared to extend the 8-day flight if necessary. Appeals courts have granted stays of execution for two killers who were set to die in Florida's electric chair tomorrow morning. One of the murderers, Timothy Palms, may still be put to death, his stay extending only until Thursday morning. Chester Maxwell has been granted an indefinite stay. His lawyers argue that his mental retardation had not been fully considered by his sentencing judge. Chilean President Pinochet has declared a state of siege in his country to combat a wave of anti-government violence. At least 10 people have died in the recent terrorism, and Pinochet's cabinet has resigned. The state of siege broadens the military government's powers of arrest, among other things. Detroit Tiger relief pitcher Willie Hernandez has been named the American League's most valuable player by the Baseball Writers Association. Hernandez also won the Cy Young Award, given to the season's outstanding pitcher. He's only the fourth player in American League history to win both honors. The others were Denny McClain, Vida Blue, and Raleigh Fingers. I'm Carol Pozefsky, CBS News.
Election Night 84. I'm Reed Collins at our CBS News election headquarters in New York. Ronald Reagan is still getting 59% of the ballots that have been counted tonight to 41% for Walter Mondale. 30% of the nation's precincts have now reported in, and that is the result. If you translate that into electoral votes, it gives Ronald Reagan 416 of the Electoral College votes. Walter Mondale still has won only the District of Columbia, which gives him 3 electoral votes. Ronald Reagan obviously is the next president of these United States. The man who helped him do that is Nevada's Senator Paul Laxalt, who has been one of his closer advisors through all of the political campaign. And if you ask Senator Laxalt how he did it, he will tell you this.
When you consider the various states that felt strongly about the social agenda, and they are principally in the South, of course, I just think it's a clear message to Ronald Reagan and the people of the country, the social agenda is important, extremely important to millions of Americans.
Senator Laxalt, who is waxing in the van of victory tonight as the man that he helped engineer his way through the political thickets, has emerged with a resounding tidal wave victory, that man being the senator's good friend and colleague, President Ronald Reagan. Let us go now to find out what is going on in Mr. Reagan's home country, in the west part of the United States, traditionally Republican territory these many years, and Christopher Glenn at the West Desk.
Well, Reed, if indeed this is a tidal wave for Ronald Reagan, then the West is getting very, very wet tonight. It looks very much like Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Colorado, Idaho, and Utah, of the states that we have poll closings for so far, are all going to go for the president. As far as the Senate races are concerned, Armstrong, the Republican in Colorado, McClure, the Republican in Idaho, Domenici, the Republican in New Mexico. Only in Montana, in the governor's race, has a Democrat bucked the trend in the West, where Ted Swindon appears to have won re-election. Reed?
And
Judy Muller now.
Well, I'd be glad to help us get from California to the Midwest, Judy Muller.
I'm waiting. In Iowa, we have quite a victory for the Democrats, where Congressman Thomas Harkin, according to CBS exit polls, is going to win the Senate seat away from Roger Jeffson, the Republican incumbent. How did he do it? Well, Harkin emphasized the poor farm economy in Iowa, the high interest rates the farmers are having to put up with, and apparently it worked. He called Jeffson Red Ink Roger, the biggest spender in the history of Iowa's Senate delegation. Apparently the strategy worked. Now to Jackie in the South.
Judy, it was a clean sweep for the president in the South. A 2-1 margin in some states was not uncommon to see. The closest that Walter Mondale came to President Reagan in the South was a 14-point spread in Tennessee. So far in the South, we have two party changes. In North Carolina, the Republicans have taken the state house from the Democrats. And in the Senate race in Tennessee, Congressman Albert Gore, a Democrat, has taken the seat there that once had been held by Senator Howard Baker, who was chosen to retire. Again, in North Carolina, in the Senate race, CBS News has declared Senator Jesse Helms, the incumbent Republican, a victor over the governor of the state, Jim Hunt.
So far in the East, the only turnover for a party in a statewide race has been in Rhode Island, where Cranston Mayor Ed DePrett, the Republican, has defeated State Treasurer Anthony Solomon. That governorship had been hailed by Democrat Joseph Garrahy, who is retiring. Elsewhere, all incumbents have won, and the party has maintained control of all seats. In the presidential race, still no results from Maryland, Massachusetts, or Vermont.
And we'll have more of the results that are in and are coming in after this message. And here in the CBS News election headquarters in New York, Mondale still is looking for some votes someplace. He has three electoral votes. He has been winner of the District of Columbia, but he has been the loser in all the other states that have been counted so far. The president is getting 59% of the counted votes to 41% for Walter Mondale. Mr. Mondale has some 12 million votes. Mr. Reagan has some 17 million votes. This, with 31% of the nation's precincts now reporting, less than one-third, actually, but it has still been going in that relativity percentage-wise, at 59% to 41%. What this means for the Senate, we don't know. There have been two Senate seat turnovers that we do know of. Harkin has beaten Jeffson in Iowa, and Gore is the winner over Ashe in Tennessee. And that is the latest from the CBS News election headquarters here in New York.
Election Night 84. I'm Charles Osgood at our CBS News Election Night headquarters. Before this election night arrived, Governor Bruce Babbitt of Arizona, who is a Democrat, said that it would take divine intervention for the Democratic ticket of Mondale Ferraro to win in the state of Arizona. Well, apparently the Lord has decided not to intervene either in Arizona or anywhere else, apparently, except the District of Columbia, if that indeed is the side that that the Lord would intervene on, because the president has taken every state that has checked in so far. We can now give you a couple of more states that you can add into the president's total. The state of Montana, according to our CBS News exit poll, is going into the president's camp. No surprise there. Also the state of Wyoming. Also no surprise. And also the state of Iowa. And that is not hardly a surprise, but it's certainly one that the Mondale forces might have thought that they would get. CBS News is also estimating at this hour that the Republicans are going to pick up about 15 seats in the House of Representatives. So to the extent that that reflects the president's coattails, it means that the coattails were not as long as the Republican Party had hoped. We'll be back right after this.